Hey guys, this is Afi Pittman, aka Author of Faith, and welcome back to my 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. And today's confession is, I give and receive empathy in my close relationships. So I think that this is important because it's twofold. I think that when you have close friends, I think you will find that some of your friends are better at being the person that you can go to when the bottom falls out, or when something is bothering you, or, you know, when you feel a certain type of way, maybe you feel sad, maybe you just feel down in the dumps and you just, you know, you need someone to empathize with you. You need someone to just sit with you and allow you to be a human being. Some friends are better at that than others, and some just completely miss the mark on that. And I'll share a little bit of a story on my own personal experience. So I remember telling a friend of mine sometime last year, I remember telling her about some really bad news. And granted, I told her in text, but she basically just kind of didn't really respond to what I told her, and because, I mean, she responded, but then she changed the topic in the next response, right? And so I'm sitting there thinking, she can't be serious. Like, I'm like, I just told this woman like some really bad news, and then she's telling me about something that's going on in her life. I'm sitting there thinking, like, can you focus like on me and what I'm telling you for a second? Because this is a friend who's always telling me basically about their problem. So I'm like, can you like for 5 minutes just kind of focus on what I just told you and not change the topic back to you? So I don't remember what I texted back, but I do remember that the next day she apologized and said, you know, I hope that I didn't offend you. You know, that wasn't my intention. I was just trying to take your mind off of things. And my response to that was basically that, you know, like, well, I didn't really need to have my mind taken off of it. I needed to work through it because that's the way that I manage things like that. And her response, you know, was along the lines of being understanding and everything. And when I called her, she, you know, did the best that she could basically with being receptive to like the way that I felt. But the reason why I'm telling you this is because you have to learn how to navigate that in your close relationships. You have to have people who are close to you who can be empathetic. And if they really are not good at that, at the very least, they can just sit with you and not just gloss over serious things that you tell them and just basically tell you things like snap out of it, or, you know what, well, we're just going to change the topic. I need to, you know, you just need to take your mind off of that. Let me tell you about, you don't need that when you have moments where you really just need someone to sit with you. Now, granted, taking a person's mind off of things, that can help. But if that's a person's way of dealing with your problems because they can't deal, that is a problem. Because I've done that before. I've, you know, noticed that like a friend was about to, she was just really about to just go down. And I said, you know, I'm going to just, you know, crack this joke and take her mind off of it so that she doesn't continue to spiral down. And it worked, and she understood what I was trying to do. But that's not the way that I deal with people who really have issues, right? Like, I really try to sit and empathize with them, even if I don't know what to say or what to give them. I just sit with them because a lot of times that's just what people need. So you need to give and receive that in your close relationships. So if you're the friend who's not good at that, I really want you to not do what I just explained to you that that friend of mine did. At the very least, just sit with that person and be with them and allow them to express their humanness. Okay. So again, today's confession is I give and receive empathy in my close relationships. And don't forget to confess your way to success. And I will talk to you in tomorrow's confession.